While Ireland has a great reputation for human rights internationally, this is about the Commission looking at what's happening here at home. So the incident in Letterkenny and the issue of human trafficking is a very live issue in terms of protecting and promoting human rights.
A large discussion internationally as well as nationally in terms of the refugees from Syria and elsewhere at the moment.
No, that's right. And I think one of the things that's been very interesting for us as a Commission, we've been out and about, we have held 8 public consultative meetings, and Letterkenny on Thursday is one of those 8 meetings, is really to ask people about what kind of things they're concerned about and then how they would like to see us working. But the issue of the migrant crisis and the refugees has come up time and time again in all of those meetings. And I have to say that Irish people are showing great humanity in terms of their desire to be a nation and a society that is welcoming people who are vulnerable and who are struggling.
Research has shown that Irish people do have an interest in and a stated commitment to human rights and human rights issues. But is there a gap to be bridged between what people aspire to and the actual reality on the ground?
I think, to be fair, much of the information we're hearing from people is that the language of human rights and equality is often very abstract, and it's very hard for people to connect with it or see how it is really affecting their daily lives until they understand what that means. So we have a big role in terms of our role to educate and raise awareness as a commission about what human rights means for people in their real lives. So that's a big job ahead of us. But I think I have to say that while some people are apprehensive, most of the apprehension that we meet is really about people not understanding what's going on. And when they do understand, the response that has been shown is one of humanity towards other people. So I think Irish people have a good, we've seen it for big events like the Special Olympics, where 27,000 people volunteered around the country. Irish people are well able to mobilise support when they understand and are given the kind of information that they need to help them, I suppose, respond as individual citizens.